Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldar and Deir Maseches Nedarim Daf Tezvav, the second parak Be'il Mutarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis that one says, Konum Einai B'Sheina Hayom Im Ishna L'Machar, my eyes are konum for sleep today. If I sleep tomorrow, we do not allow the person to sleep today, since he may sleep tomorrow and trigger the nether. The Gemara here poses a challenge from a Mishnah, which states that if one says, Konum Shani B'Sheina, Konum on my sleep, he's prohibited by Lo Yachel Dvaro, he shall not desecrate his word. After clarifying that a neder expressed this way could not be valid, for we've learned that a neder is not effective on activities, but only on tangible entities, and that the neder must have a time limitation, since a neder is also invalid like a shvuah if it's impossible to keep, the Gemara concludes that the Mishnah must be where he said, Konum einai b'shein hayom im ishna l'machar, my eyes are konum for sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. This indicates that he was allowed to sleep on the first day, which is how he violates Lo Yachel retroactively when he sleeps the next day. The Gemara first answers that although we do not allow him to sleep on the first day, the Mishnah is teaching the halacha of one who does. Alternatively, Ravina answers that the Mishnah is speaking of someone who simply said, Konum sha'ani b'shena, konum on my sleep, without referencing his eyes. Although the neder is not valid because sleep is intangible, min the Rabbanan, it is an effective neder and he's still subject to Lo Yachel Dvaro. Pointing to the Gemara challenges Rav Yehuda again from a mission which states that if one says to his wife, Shat nenas li ada pesach in telchi lo beis avich ada chag, that which you benefit from me is forbidden until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot, halch lifnei pesach asur b'hanaso ada pesach, if she went before Pesach, then she's forbidden in his benefits until Pesach. The Gemara infers that if she has not yet gone, she may still benefit from her husband, and we're not concerned that she'll go to her father's house before Sukkot and trigger her neder. The Gemara answers, Halch lifnei Pesach asur b'loke. If she went before Pesach, she's prohibited from benefiting from her husband and receives malchus if she does. Halch asur ba'alma. If she did not go, she's merely forbidden rabbinically to benefit from her husband out of fear that she might go to her father's house before Sukkot. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis had said that one who says to his wife, Konum sheni mimisham sheikh, konum my relations with you, the neder is effective. The Gemara here asks, V'hamishtabed la midaraisa, but he's biblically obligated to her. As is written, She'er k'susa v'onasa lo yigra. Her food, her clothing, and her time, referring to marital relations, he cannot reduce. How then can the neder take effect? The Gemara explains that he said, Hanas tashmi sheikh alai. The benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me, in which case the neder is effective, although he effectively forbids her in having relations with him. The Ran explains that he's able to prohibit his own benefit, which is in his control, because he's not directly prohibiting her benefit. This distinction is borne out from a statement of Rav Kahana, who said, if a woman says, Tashmishi alecha, kofin osom mishamashto, my relations are forbidden upon you, we force her to have relations with him. The shibud mishabdele, because she's obligated to him, and therefore the neder cannot take effect. But if she said, Hanas tashmishi chalai, the benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me, it is forbidden, she'ein machinu ala adam davra ha'asula, because we do not feed a person that which is forbidden to him. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yehuda said on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis that when one says, Konum einai b'sheina hayom im ishna l'machar, my eyes are konum for sleep today if I sleep tomorrow, we do not allow the person to sleep today since he may sleep tomorrow and trigger the neder. The Gemara here poses a challenge from a Mishnah which states that if one says, Konum shani b'sheina, konum on my sleep, he's prohibited by Lo Yachel Dvaro, he shall not desecrate his word. After clarifying that a neder expressed this way could not be valid, for we've learned that a neder is not effective on activities, but only on tangible entities, and that the neder must have a time limitation, since a neder is also invalid like a shvuah if it's impossible to keep, the Gemara concludes that the Mishnah must be where he said, Konum einai b'sheina hayom im ishna l'machar, my eyes are konum for sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. This indicates that he was allowed to sleep on the first day, which is how he violates Lo Yachel retroactively when he sleeps the next day. The Gemara first answers that although we do not allow him to sleep on the first day, the Mishnah is teaching the halacha of one who does. Alternatively, Ravina answers that the Mishnah is speaking of someone who simply said, Konum sha'ani b'sheina, konum on my sleep, without referencing his eyes. Although the neder is not valid because sleep is intangible, min the Rabbanan, it is an effective neder and he's still subject to Lo Yachel Dvaro. Pointing to the Gemara challenges Rav Yehuda again from a mission which states that if one says to his wife, Shat nenas li ada pesach in telchi lo beis avich ada chag, that which you benefit from me is forbidden until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot, halch lifnei pesach asur b'hanaso ada pesach, if she went before Pesach, then she's forbidden in his benefits until Pesach. The Gemara infers that if she has not yet gone, she may still benefit from her husband, and we're not concerned that she'll go to her father's house before Sukkot and trigger her neder. The Gemara answers, Halchlif Nea Pesach Asur Balok. If she went before Pesach, she's prohibited from benefiting from her husband and receives malchus if she does. Well, Halcha Asur Ba'alma. If she did not go, she's merely forbidden rabbinically to benefit from her husband out of fear that she might go to her father's house before Sukkos. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis had said that one who says to his wife, Konim Sheni Mimisham Sheikh, Konim my relations with you, the neder is effective. The Gemara here asks, V'hamishtabed la midiraisa, but he's biblically obligated to her. As is written, She'er k'susa v'onasa lo yigra. Her food, her clothing, and her time, referring to marital relations, he cannot reduce. How then can the neder take effect? The Gemara explains that he said, Hanas tashmi sheikh alai. The benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me, in which case the neder is effective, although he effectively forbids her in having relations with him. The Ran explains that he's able to prohibit his own benefit, which is in his control, because he's not directly prohibiting her benefit. This distinction is borne out from a statement of Rav Kahana, who said, if a woman says, Tashmishi alecha, kofin asol mishamashto, my relations are forbidden upon you, we force her to have relations with him. The shibud mishabdele, because she's obligated to him, and therefore the neder cannot take effect. But if she said, Hanas tashmishi chalai, the benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me, it is forbidden, she'ein machinu ala adam davra ha'asula, because we do not feed a person that which is forbidden to him. All right, so now we go to our siman daf Tezvav, and our standard siman is a fruit bowl, because Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat reminds us, of course, of fruit, and to make it a little more distinct, we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl balanced on top of the head of a man, trying to stay awake because he said, Konam on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife, who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkos, because she was upset with him for making another neder on something he was obligated to her, midaraisa. Once again, slow motion. The fruit bowl, that must be more in daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit. The fruit bowl balanced on top of the head of a man, trying to stay awake because he said, Konam on my sleep, which reminds us, Ravina said, that if someone simply said, Konam shani b'shena, Konam on my sleep, without referencing his eyes, although the neder is not doubt because sleep is intangible, midirabban, it is an effective neder, and he's still subject to oyechel dvaro. So the fruit bowl balanced on top of the head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konam on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a challenge to Rav Yehuda from a Mishnah which states that if one says to his wife, that which you benefit from me is forbidden till Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkos, if she went before Pesach, then she's forbidden in its benefits until Pesach. The Gemara will clarify the question and bring an answer. So the fruit bowl balanced on top of a head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konam on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkos, because she was upset with him for making another neder on something he was obligated to her, midaraisa, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudon Amabes had said that one who says to his wife, Konam my relations with you, the neder is effective. The Gemara here asks, but he's midaraisa obligated to her, as it's written, Sherek susa v'onasa lo yikra, her food, her clothing, and her time, referring to marital relations, he cannot reduce. So how then can the neder take effect? The Gemara explains that he said, the benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me, in which case the neder is effective, although he effectively forbids her in having relations with him. The Ran explains that he's able to prohibit his own benefit, which is in his control, because he's not directly prohibiting her benefit. So once again, the fruit bowl balanced on top of the head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konam on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkos, because she was upset with him for making another neder on something he was obligated to her, midaraisa. All right, now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Yudalef. So the simur Daf Yudalef is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. The eccentric guy to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, that must be run Daf Yudalef, stars. The eccentric guide of the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not hulun, that which you eat. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Beis taught that one who says lechun she'ochel lecha aser, not hulun should be that which you eat of yours, he is forbidden from eating his friend's food. Lechun is interpreted as lechun, not hulun. The Gemara here explains that by saying it should not be chulun, it's inferred that it should be instead like a carbon, and determines that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, for it cannot be Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Meir does not hold of miklal rav atashomeihen, that from an inference of a negative, you hear a positive. So he would not consider this vow effective. So the eccentric guide to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guests did not make an inference from his comment of, not who and not what you eat. So instead he told them, carbon lo ochlo cha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, which reminds Vermeer interprets the words, carbon lo ochlo cha, to mean, carbon yehe lafikach lo ochlo cha, like a carbon your food should be, therefore I will not eat of yours. So the eccentric guide of the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not huon, that which you eat, so instead told them la carbon la okulocha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, and then showed them a constellation that looked like the meat of a shlamim. After Zrika, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, Hari like kabatsa zivche shlamim lach zrika's dami mahu, if one said this should be to me like the meat of a carbon shlamim, after the zrika of the blood, what is the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that the inquiry was made where a person had the meat of the shlamim after zrika in front of him, and said about a second permitted item in front of him, zeh kezeh, this should be like this. The question is, bikaro kamatbis, is he linking the neder with its origin, meaning the primary state of the carbon, before the zrika in which it was prohibited, obeheter kamatbis, or is he linking the neder with its current permitted status? Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers. 12 brothers. That must be on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site, which reminds us, the Gemara attempted to bring a second proof to Rami Bar Chama's inquiry whether one is matbis his neder to an item in its original state of Isser or to its current state of Heter, from a brice which states that if one vows not to eat meat nor drink wine on a given day, ki yom shemes bo avi, like the day his father died, the neder is effective. The proof is rejected when the Gemara says the cases where the brothers had fasted every year on their father's yard site. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating kachalos aron ukutrumasa, which reminds us the Gemara attempted a third proof from a Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Beis, which states if one declares an item kachalos aron ukutrumasa mutter, like aron's challah or like his truma, it's permitted. This is because they're considered a davra asur, an inherently forbidden item, as opposed to a davra nadur, an item prohibited through vowing. The Gemara infers that had he said kutrumas lachme toda, like the truma of the breads of a carbon toda, meaning the four loaves separate from the 40 loaves to be given to the Kohen, the vow would be effective because it's a davra nadur. The Gemara will come to reject the proof. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating kachalos aron ukutrumaso and decided to distract themselves by separating truma from their lachmei toda while it was still in its dough state, which reminds us the Gemara demonstrates how truma could be taken from lachmei toda while it's still in its dough state. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy, that must be more than Daf Yud Gimel. The extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought a live bechor in as a prop for his pshat on Harei Alai Kebechor, which reminds us, the Gemara on the bottom Daf Yud Beis on base brought a b'raisa, which taught, if one says, Harei Alai Kebechor, this meat is like a bechor towards me. Rabbi Yaakov forbids the meat to the vow, but Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Yehuda permits because a bechor is a davar aser, inherently prohibited from birth, not a davar nadir. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov forbids meat since the pasuk says Lashem, and there's a mitzvah to verbally consecrate the bechor. So the extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought in Alai Bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Harei Alai Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring Konum my mouth, which speaks to you. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gemel on Beis states, if one says Konum pi medaberimcha, Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, or my hand which works with you, or my foot which wants with you, then neder is valid and his fen is forbidden to benefit from these activities. The Gemara wonders how such a neder can be effective since nedarim do not take effect on activities since they aren't tangible. The Gemara answers the Mishnah speaking of one who said, let my mouth be forbidden for my speaking with you, or my hand should be forbidden for their working with you, or my feet should be forbidden for their walking with you. He thus declared a neder on tangible items, which is effective. So the extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought Alai Bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Harei Alai Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, and then wasn't sure if he could eat at the suda because he blurted out, that which I eat of yours is like chazir, which reminds us, the first mission, the second parak begins, Ve'el Mutarin, these are the vows that are permitted, meaning ineffective. Among this list is one who says, Kebasar chazir, your food should be like pork to me, or like Avodas Kochavim, and several other examples. These illustrate the concept that one who makes a neder of hatpasa, linking, in which he declares an item to be like a forbidden one, it must be done with a davra nadur, a vowed item, meaning one which became prohibited through vowing, and not a davra asura, an item inherently forbidden. Daf Yadal. So the Simur Daf Yadalid is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Amar's juggler, that must mean we're on Daf Yadalid, hand. The Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, "You are forbidden to me like my mother," which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gemara Amud Beis stated, "One who says to his wife, Hariat Alai Ke'ima, you are forbidden to me like my mother, posting a Pesach Mamachim Acher, we make an opening, a Het Nedarim for him from elsewhere as a basis for annulling the nether, Shul Yakol Rosh HaKach, so he will not take such matters lightly. Although the nether is not valid, since his mother is a Dabar Aser, an inherently forbidden entity, he is required in the Rabbanan to seek an annulment of his nether, so he should not come to be lenient in a case where he used a proper Dabar Nadur." The Gemara in Ardaf brings a contradictory Brisa and then resolves the contradiction. So the Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, "You are forbidden to me like my mother," was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him, because in one hand he held a Sefer Torah, in which he swore, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, "Hanoda b'Torah lo amar klum," one who vows by the Torah, he has said nothing, but Masha Kasimba, Devarav Kayamin, if he swears by that which is written therein, his words are affected because he's swearing by Hashem's name, which is written in the Torah. The Gemara clarifies that the Brisa is speaking where he's holding the Torah in his hand, in which case we say even by simply saying B'masha Kasaba, the Daita Askar Shabbat, his mind is on the names of Hashem written in it. So the Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, "You are forbidden to me like my mother," was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him, because in one hand he held a Sefer Torah in which he swore, while he used his other hand to hold open his eyes to prevent sleep today, lest he sleep tomorrow, which reminds us. The Gemara says, if one says, "Konim einai b'sheina hayom im ishan l'makar," my eyes are konim for sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow, Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, al yishan hayom shema yishan l'makar, he may not sleep today, although sleeping today is thus far permitted, for perhaps he'll sleep tomorrow and cause the previous day's sleep to be in violation of his nether. Rav Nachman argues, "Yishan hayom v'alo chayshin in shema yishan l'makar," he can sleep today, and we're not concerned that he'll sleep tomorrow. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf did you learn that a nether works if one said, "Kone my mouth from speaking with you"? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number two, which daf did we discuss a case where a man said to his wife, "That which you benefit from me is forbidden until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkos"? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss whether one who says to his wife, "You are forbidden to me like my mother," requires a Pesach to his nether? That's on daf Yadad. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn a nether does not work when one is matpis the nether to a davar aser, such as basur chazir, the flesh of a pig? That's on daf Yod Gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff do we have a machokas in a case where someone says, "My eyes are konim for sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow"? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number six, which stuff do you know the review to said that the Hasidim Rishonim would pledge Nazirus so they could bring a Chatus to Hashem? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you know that if a husband said, "The benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me," the neder is effective even though he's chayiv in Ona Midaraisa? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you have the story of Shimon HaTzadik and the handsome Nazir with the beautiful hair? That's on daf Test. Good. Number nine, which something when the Ravina says that if someone said, "Konum on my sleep," midrabban, the nether is effective even though sleep is intangible? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we discuss a case where one says he will not eat or drink kiyom shemes bo aviv, like on the day his father died? That's on daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.